Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we've got Shasta from Old World Olive Company in the studio with us. And every opportunity we have to bring her in, our conversations turn to the wonders of cooking with oils and balsamics.
And is there really a Corey?
Right. Yeah. Corey is the other half of Old World Olive Company.
He's the man behind the curtain. I've met him a couple times, but he looks different every time, and I'm not sure it's the same guy.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Boy.
Well, you never know.
He needs to show up once in a while, right?
That's what I'm saying. See which one shows.
So, Shasta, during the break, we were talking a little bit about balsamics, and I was cooking some pork loin this week, and I got out the teriyaki balsamic, and Lisa had no idea what it really was, and so I poured a little bit of it in a spoon, and I handed it to her. She drank it, right? I mean, it was just a teaspoon,
right.
Half a teaspoon, and I got this sourpuss look on her face, and right. She quickly said, why would I cook with that?
Right.
And she wasn't being critical. She just was curious.
She didn't know where to go with it.
That's right, because she thought I was just going to pour it on this pork loin and be done with it. And
right.
She's like, no way, I don't want to eat that, even though it was a teriyaki profile. So let's talk a little bit about how to integrate balsamics into your cooking a little bit, how much to use, other things to use with it, and so on.
Yeah, so I'm going to back up just a touch to teriyaki. Teriyaki is one of our newer flavors, and it is one that it's a little surprising when you taste it. So I'm not surprised to hear that she kind of sampled it just in its raw form and said, wow, what am I going to do with this?
Can't drink a gallon of this.
Right. Whereas something like the 18-year or the strawberry or raspberry, it's a more pronounced flavor. And
right.
it's easier to understand what you would do with it. Teriyaki has quickly become one of my newer favorites because I think of anything Asian. I think of anything that you want to impart a nice, rich flavor to. I would pair that with a garlic. Balsamic, or rather garlic oil.
Of course. Check. It's a natural.
Pair. Sesame oil.
Yep. Check.
And blood orange olive oil would be a great option for
pork. I didn't do that, but I had the garlic, I had the sesame, and I had the teriyaki in the stir fry.
Okay.
And that was just,
me
going, I think it's going to be this way.
I'm struggling on the orange. I don't know about
that. So teriyaki and orange, you've got kind of like an orange sauce.
A little Tootsie Roll going.
No, I mean, we're not dark chocolate.
Yeah, a little Japanese.
But a Tootsie Roll's got a little orange flavor to it. Maybe.
Yeah, and fish.
Yeah. So that's a really good example of.
And since this is the fish show.
Show?
It
yes.
should be. Why not? Because who eats more fish than the Asians?
Correct.
Can you say that?
You did.
Well, it's out there. It's out there now.
Right. That's not derogatory in any way.
No.
Right?
So,
it's part of their culture.
So one of the ways you can use these nice oils and balsamics is in a plancha on a grill. They call it a plancha. Mm-hmm. You know, in Spain especially, they're big on, and down in South America, it's plancha everything.
Right.
And
so explain what that is. I'm not sure.
We always talk about a grill, but right. We've had the apa plancha people on here.
Right.
And it's a grill. It's mm-hmm. a griddle, cast iron griddle for your deck.
Mm-hmm.
And like the perfect place to use a griddle because in the kitchen it just seems
it
to
just
make a mess.
Makes a mess.
Well,
so
big too.
So yeah, I so bought one said. For Corey for Christmas one year, and instead of using it the correct way that you just described it, he just decided to flop it right on top of the charcoal grill, and now it does not look like a regular La Plancha, but you know it has its uses in our home. So
right.
Oh, you mean just, a big. Griddle, a cast iron griddle?
Yeah, with the metal around it.
Okay, so no burner under it.
No burner under it.
He threw it on your gas grill?
Charcoal.
I mean, the food turned out okay, but I had to chuckle because when I bought it, it was for a certain type of cooking. And,
right.
We changed
things
like that.
So the bottom's charred up? Is that what your concern is?
And the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Overheated maybe?
That's possible.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. No one's watching the grills sometimes. And
right. So let's talk about marinating fish anyway, mm-hmm. because I never do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll brine a little bit if I'm smoking, but
yeah.
What kind of a fish would you marinate?
So personally, I struggle with fish sometimes. It's a food that I am trying to learn to eat more of because
all
we
the
know
more
it's
reason
so
to marinate.
Good. It's good for you. I like to stick more towards a whitefish because I find that a lot of those aren't quite as fishy as like a salmon or other fish for me.
In particular, one from like Lake Superior, the Michigan whitefish?
A
white-fleshed fish.
Around the world, anything white they call whitefish.
Right.
In Michigan,
it's
if
chicken.
It comes from Lake Superior and it's a whitefish, that it's the best fish in the world.
Right. Yeah, so when I do a whitefish or a white flesh, if you want to call it, my favorite go-to is for the acid, I'll use a Sicilian lemon vinegar, a Meyer lemon balsamic, and mix the two together. Usually I'll start the pan nice and warm and I'll put the butter oil down first.
Sicilian get a good lemon?
Yes.
Vinegar? This is one I don't have.
Is there Meyer lemon? Is there two lemon vinegars
yes.
or is one in oil and one in vinegar?
Yes, and if you don't have Sicilian lemon, that's a kitchen staple.
Is it?
Yes. Because
I love the grapefruit. You're talking about balsamic, right?
Yes.
I love the grapefruit. That's one of my go-tos.
You will love
the Sicilian
lemon.
So this one
will
be a different profile.
Correct.
Sicilian lemon. I have the Meyer lemon.
Right.
That's an oil?
That's an oil.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, in fact, we just made this last night on a salad. If you mix the two lemons together, the lemon oil and the lemon vinegar, you throw a little dash. I used a spicy Dijon mustard, little dab in there, salt and pepper, and it was a delicious salad.
Little dab, do you?
Yeah. You can use the same combination on fish. The butter oil down, pour that the combination of the lemons over top, throw some capers in, deglaze the pan with white wine.
Right.
You know,
so you're flipping the fish, you're cooking it on both sides, right?
Yep.
So then you could even make a fish sandwich out of that if you wanted to, a little toasted baguette. And,
you could, yeah. Make some sort of crostini, even an appetizer.
Some edible flowers.
Yeah. So that's my go-to.
Well, that sounds good.
You can tell I've been watching the chef show.
The interesting thing there is the balsamics. Some things you just let go. The balsamics add a little tang.
Yes.
Right? And then the capers kind of do the same thing.
Right.
Salty.
Yeah, with a little bit of salt.
Right.
Exactly. So I got to believe that is really a nice complement of flavors to have those two in there, and you're going to stay off the salt and pepper too heavy.
Correct.
Right? Because
you've got a lot of flavor there. I mean, it's, and you have to remember too that when you're marinating fish or shrimp, the acid is going to cut through the tendons and the fleshiness of the fish. So you don't want to marinate it for too long. It'll make your fish soggy.
It'll cook it.
Essentially, it does.
Yeah, make it a little bit mushy.
So we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah.
So give us one more marinating fish idea. Like, so we did the teriyaki profile. We did a lemon-lime profile.
What about a little bit of spice? Something's got a little heat in it.
So
Tunisian?
Like the Tunisian harissa is a nice, that's a classic Indian spice. So that's going to give you a nice heat with a lot of that traditional spice.
So those Moroccan spices come from India, actually?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Which a lot of spices do.
Which a lot of spices
Thank
do.
Thank you, McCormick.
Yeah. Right. And chipotle is a nice smoky flavor. So
okay.
I would lean towards chipotle. And
those are those balsamics?
Those
or
are oils.
Right.
Chipotle
okay.
oil.
And then you're just going to coat those with a little bit of oil.
Yep.
And
you could even do like a jalapeno balsamic. You could still do the Sicilian lemon balsamic with that chipotle.
And the chipotle is not really hot.
It's warm.
It's got some heat, but it's got that beautiful roasted jalapeno
right.
flavor, which is what a chipotle is.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Nice.
Well, coming up next, looks like we're going to hit a little bit of the vegetables and maybe some ceviche if Bob can get a hold of his daughter and figure out how to do it, because I'm pretty sure it's something that not many of us in this studio have done, but we got a cheat sheet, so stick with us. We'll be back.